And welcome everyone to another
immaculate edition of the Hour Bomb.
Immaculate edition of the Hour Bomb.
That's right. We're perfect, baby.
So we're better than Mr. Perfect?
Yes.
Wow.
We're so perfect, we're immaculate.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Did you just unplug me?
No, I didn't unplug you.
Okay.
Thought about it. Sure. Thought about it, but I didn't. So anyway, yes, welcome to another immaculate edition of the Hour Bomb. Yeah. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, joined, as always, by my partners in crime,
the Big Bad Booty Daddy,
the Big A, Adrian Masters here,
and the Jizz Mopper,
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
So how the hell's your week been, guys?
Dude, pretty good. Can't complain.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, a couple days late.
Yeah, a couple days late. However, on the opposite end of the spectrum, mine sucked ass.
Sucks to be you, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
okay, we're listening.
Why did it suck?
Why did it suck?
Was it extra messy at the porn booth?
He had to work overtime with the jizz mopping booth.
Yeah, did they mess up your treatment on the Happy Henry Simroy cream?
Yeah, no, the systems just really sucked ass.
Wait, you have systems to mop up jizz?
Yes.
Hey. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
Did you not get that mop you were hoping to get?
No, I did not.
He's actually playing along. That's the first time I think he's played along.
Hey, if you can't beat him, join him.
Heath wants to, or not Heath, Rodfather wants to know, did you have fun stuffing the turkey?
Unfortunately, I did not stuff the turkey. That was somebody else's job. Remember, I mop. I don't stuff.
He cleaned up after stuffing the turkey. Wow. Can't believe he went there.
Zeus says he stayed at home while my mom went to Wisconsin, and I got the whole house myself at pizza. I think I mean to say ate pizza and got a few games for Black Friday. Best Thanksgiving ever.
Dude.
Nice.
Hey, what kind of games? We got to know. Anybody else?
Well, no,
I'm thinking
about getting a PS4 or Xbox One. That's what he says.
Ah. Yes, that makes it much better. I can see the computer screen now.
Yeah, not that it's important for you to see.
That's true.
Of course. So, yeah, mine was, I mean, your usual. Went to the in-law's house. Yeah. Had dinner.
Fun times?
Yeah, it went bad at all. My sister-in-law took my wife on a ride on their UTV, kind of like an ATV. It's a kind of like a, I don't know, almost like a car type thing. I don't know. Dune buggy, only better.
I like this post from earlier today, so I'm going to go with it. This week's edition of the Hour Bomb is brought to you by Heath's Chopped Wiener. If Heath cannot get the songs, he will get the Big Balboski done to him.
Ah, lovely.
It is also sponsored by Jason and Adrian's Pokey Things. If you can poke an eye out with what we're packing. And Bergdorf's Casino, where there's a chance to lick her up the front and poke her in the back, and the steaks are always hotter.
Nice.
Excellent.
And, oh, wait, there was something for Jakey there, too.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, there was.
Uh-oh. We got
to
see what
was. Oh, yeah. We need to let Jakey know, I'm not sure if he's even listening still at this point, that he is staying up all night studying for his urine test. Start looking for the cliff notes.
Nice. All right.
All right. Well, hey, should we give a shout-out to the people in the chat room?
I guess that was about as good a time as any.
Hey, all right. Who do we have in the chat room?
Well,
not a whole lot of people.
We have Dr. Zeus.
Ball Cup.
We have Hooks.
Ball Cup.
The Rodfather.
Hey, I'll give you a Ball Cup.
And Montana Man.
Hey, Ball Cup to you.
And three anonymous users.
Yeah, fuck you.
And we'll give a shout-out on the download to Kevin Critterton.
All right, Ball Cup to Kevin.
And Blue Wizard.
Ball Cup to you, too.
And
El Duce.
Yeah, El Duce.
Ball Cup.
Nick French.
Ball Cup.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Anybody good? Else?
Can we think of? No one important. The only person I can think of is from Australia. So
yeah, fuck them.
Not all of them.
Damn it, Rodfather. You know.
Well, Zeus says that Jakey isn't here this week because they're having National Prison Day, and he wanted to go back to the good old days where the people in Australia didn't matter.
Oh.
Wow.
And Rodfather, a whole job? I mean, that just means more for me to mop up. Come on.
Tom Long is using the Mixler app and sent me a message saying he's here.
Oh,
okay. Hey. Welcome to you, too.
There you go.
All right, so that pretty much covers people in chat. Jason, why don't you do your shtick and show them how the show works?
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm eating my popcorn here. So, here's how this show works. I've got 1 hour. That is 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home.
It's a bulk up.
Wow. Who did that?
Zeus. Actually, in his case, we have to actually make that the ball cup because, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is. Never mind. I take that back. Nick French has said his Thanksgiving sucked. Him and his family stayed home all day. I'm sorry, buddy. Anyway, so here's how the show works. I got 60 minutes. That is 1 hour for those of you keeping track at home to get through a whole list of shit that I actually came up with this week. These two assholes, as usual, and possibly Richard if he decides to show up, are going to try to get me off my list and get me on my tangents to where I cannot complete my list. And I don't remember when the hell last time I actually had a list was, so I don't remember if I won a list. So, yeah, so if you're listening...
You haven't won a long time, man.
Well, we've had three extra people. Well, we've had two extra...
We had
more people
show,
than
it was,
usual.
It was a post-show yes. last week.
Which didn't count.
Then the week before, you lost...
Did I?
And the week before that, you lost, too.
Well, God damn it.
Yeah.
I blame
You're
Richard.
You're on a losing streak, man.
I blame Richard. Anyway.
I'm going to try to make sure you win tonight.
Good. Why, are you wanting to get done soon?
Yeah, pretty much. I want to go home and sleep.
You got your nice four-day weekend that you're finishing up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dreading tomorrow?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're joining us for the first time, hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for giving us a shot. You're probably not going to want to listen to us again, but hey, whatever. And for our returning people, hey, welcome back.
Yes.
So
we've missed you.
We have missed you. Kind of. Most of you. Some people. I don't know. If you suck dick for spaghetti, does it make you a pasta too? Oh.
Wow.
I like it.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. That was bad, Zeus. That was really bad. I guess let's get started. You got anything else you want to say, Heath?
No. I am good, actually.
I ain't got nothing.
Adrian,
you got anything?
I got this rash.
God damn it.
Jeez.
Start the fucking timer.
I always got that fucking rash.
They make a cream for that. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. I've been using the Happy Henrys on it. And, it just had to be turned it up, man.
Creams, man.
Anyway.
I got a rainbow that shoots out of my cock now.
Shut up. We're going to talk Monday Night Raw. All right, who hit the mic just now? You're fired.
That was not me.
It was Heath.
It was not me.
It was him.
What the fuck am I going to do with you guys, I swear? Anyway.
Wow.
Wow. Well, Father Heath, he is happy your balls dropped.
All right, so another Monday Night Raw down.
Yes.
I don't remember. Oh, wait. It was Raw Country. That's right. Wasn't that Monday? No,
yes,
this
it was.
No, this was the one with Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah, it was. You're right.
Yes, that's right. Okay, Strahan. Hold on. Sorry. It's never... This week was just kind of a blur. So, all right, here we go. So, instead of covering the entire Monday Night Raw like we usually do and take up like 45 minutes of my hours,
uh-huh.
45 yep. minutes out of my hour, we're just going to go around and talk about what we liked about Monday Night Raw first.
Okay, well, I'll start off with that.
Okay,
what did you like about Raw?
Yeah, I know. I actually quite enjoyed the match that Big E and Mark Henry teamed up on.
That was not a bad match.
I know. I mean, hey, you know, we got to see, you know, once again, Ryback get beat up on. Curtis Axel, yeah, I got to see him beat up on. And you know what? We got to see two good guys actually wrestle together.
Who's that?
That'd be Big E and Mark Henry.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I was actually impressed.
All right. Can't argue too much. Adrian.
I really enjoyed seeing Xavier Woods again, man. I think this kid's got something going for him. I think he could be, at the very least, I see a potential like Intercontinental Championship in his future or, you know, U.S. title.
All right.
And hey, he's got the backing of the Funkadactyls and R-Truth.
Yeah. And which apparently was kind of a shock on SmackDown, though.
Yeah, on Monday night, Xavier Woods came out to Brodus Clay's entrance.
Yes, and Brodus Clay and Tensai took exception, and they kind of beat the shit out of him on SmackDown.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but it kind of makes you wonder what their future has in store.
I'm not real sure.
Probably not good if someone else is coming out to your own entrance with your valets.
I think it was maybe the start of a heel turn for him, maybe, because they kind of needed character change. Cause
they got to do something.
Yeah, because Clay and Tensai, yeah, it's not going good.
This is pretty good. I like this. Zeus says that we should start referring to he's fans, all one of them. Heathens.
Oh, wait a minute. I have a fan?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Ooh.
Well, it might be Anal Rape Jerry.
Yes, it actually is.
Yeah.
Figures.
So, what I liked about Raw was the Hamptons hardcore match.
Oh, yeah?
I actually enjoyed the hardcore match between Dolph Ziggler and Damian Sandow.
That was a pretty good match.
It was a damn good match for Raw.
Interesting and, weapons of choice that they, of course, had out there.
Of course, yeah. But, overall, it was a good match. Can't argue too much. I did enjoy the, when he got, what? No, Hooks, we'll talk about that. Don't worry. I liked when Sandow slammed Dolph Ziggler onto the trash can.
Yeah.
And then he actually had to peel Ziggler off of the trash can.
That was nice.
That was kind of funny. That was not bad. Hey, did we give a ball cup to Hooks? Was he in here?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
Didn't hear that. Guys have anything else you really like from Raw?
Actually, I like the Wyatts and CM Punk and Daniel Bryan match again. That was all right.
Not bad.
I'm not really sure what this whole Wyatt family story is going with that still, though. They kind of took CM Punk out of it and continued with Daniel Bryan.
Well, I think we're going to have CM Punk against the other three-man team on Raw.
Yeah, it looks like CM Punk versus the Shield is what they started going there with the program there. Yeah, I mean, overall, though, man, pretty decent Raw. It wasn't anything I could complain about, but there wasn't like a lot of just greatness to it either. It was just one of them.
Oh, there was plenty to complain about.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of minor things to complain about, but there was nothing like egregious. Yeah, I dropped an egregious on you. You're welcome.
Excuse me?
Look it up.
Fuck you. That's what I have to say to you. There was plenty of bad shit on Raw.
Well, I'm saying not saying there wasn't plenty of bad stuff on Raw. I'm just saying that it wasn't overall horrible.
All right, I guess I can let that one fly. Yeah, I really don't see a whole else. The Shield against Mysterio and the Rhodes Boys was pretty good.
Match, yeah,
it was a good match. You know,
I mean, there was a lot of good matches on Raw. There was a few stinkers,
quite a few, but overall
there was more good matches than bad matches.
I think you're right for once. I definitely think so. All right. What else did we miss? It? Oh, Michael Strahan, special guest host, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Why are we going back to the guest host?
That wasn't the worst guest host I've ever seen, but it wasn't like, I don't know. It was kind of weird. Because I wasn't sure if The Miz and Titus were trying to be heels, or, and then they all were like joking around, laughing together at the end of it. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I know.
It was just an odd segment to me.
Yeah. And
especially considering, you know, they go into the whole millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the deal was with that. Kudos to Strahan for being able to do a hip toss.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not a bad looking one. In a suit, by the way.
Yeah, he did make it actually look
pretty decent.
That
can't be
easy. No. What did we miss here? Rodfather says he would buy a Heathens Hater shirt.
Hey, all right.
3MB was funny. What the hell did 3MB do on Raw? I don't even remember them being on Raw.
They were on Raw. They was Heath Slater wrestled Xavier Woods.
Oh, they didn't do anything. But they came out. What the hell did they come out as on SmackDown?
Oh, they came out as the Plymouth Rockers.
That's right.
Wait, what?
Yes.
They were Pilgrims.
Okay, yeah. That part I missed because I did come in late. So.
Yeah. They. No, that was on SmackDown, Heath.
Oh, SmackDown.
Good job for listening.
Millions of porno.
Yes, thank you.
That's from the Rodfather.
Yes. So, yeah. Lots of stuff on Raw that we didn't like. Well, for me at least.
Well, I figured that we have another segment for that.
Oh, I think we do, too.
Yes, we do.
Anything big storyline? Oh, yeah, storyline-wise, there's one thing we skipped over.
Daniel Bryan was kidnapped by the Wyatt family.
He was. And then Orton and Del Rio teamed up to take on Cena and Big Show.
Yes, they did. And Big Show has been not deemed unfit to wrestle.
Because we had and Cena and Big Show win because Super Cena shows up.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, I fucking hate Super Cena. I really do. He's human. Let him fucking lose. That's what he does. Person should lose from time to time.
Do we have an internet meme yet that shows him with a cape?
I think we do, probably.
I'm sure there's going
to
be one somewhere.
Just get on work. We're going to find a Super Cena with a cape.
Yeah, so anyway. And the logo has to be an SC.
Yes. After the match, Del Rio attacks Cena, beats him down the ring. Cena blocks the cross arm breaker, nails a double A on him. Cena turns around to a title shot face. God damn it. Tongue-tied. Yeah. Cena gets blasted in the face from Orton. Orton goes outside the ring, grabs the World Heavyweight title, and poses over Cena with both titles.
This doesn't look good for Orton going into TLC.
It doesn't. You know, it still takes us back, though. Why was John Cena brought back? Oh, yeah, so he could win the Unified title.
Right.
Such horse shit.
I do agree with this. I would rather have Cena as champ than ADR. I'm sorry, ADR is the most boring champion ever.
I'd rather have Cena out of a title picture.
Even if Alberto Del Rio was champion for like the next 5 years?
Sure.
That is the stupidest thing you've ever said. And you've said some dumb things.
I was going to say it's impossible. I said a lot of dumb shit.
A 5-year title reign for Alberto Del Rio would be the worst thing ever.
I don't know about that. The reason why Show didn't finish it was because his roids popped. He didn't use Happy Henry's hemorrhoid cream.
That could be it, actually.
Proud sponsor of the Hour Bomb.
Yes.
And apparently, according to Show's wife, he's not much of a finisher anyway.
Oh! But that's... Alright. You guys got anything else you want to talk about on Monday Night Raw?
No, not in a good way.
Not in a good way?
No, not in a good way
either. What you guys want to do? You want to cover the bet or you want to cover what stinks?
Well, let's see what stinks.
Okay. Woo! It's time for your weekly dose of what stinks. We're just going to air out what we didn't like about the week in wrestling. I have a feeling it's going to stint from Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
I have one thing from SmackDown, too.
Okay, what's your thing from SmackDown?
My thing from SmackDown is Titus O'Neil throwing up, man. Why do you put that on TV? Why?
Wait a minute, what happened?
Titus O'Neil was in...
They had a food-eating competition.
That Titus O'Neil won. And then he wrestled, and then Cesaro gave him the giant swing.
That makes sense. That's kind of funny.
It was gross as all hell.
Yeah, but it wasn't real vomit.
Let me show you the video of this here, Jason, so you can see this.
Do we have to?
Yep. If you don't think it was gross, okay. I gotta show it to you.
Yeah. All right. Hold on.
Yeah, we are actually pulling up the video. We want to be able to see this.
Oh, we don't want to see it, but Adrian's going to show us. he threw up on Michael Cole?
Yeah, and in JBL's hat.
Oh, well, you didn't have to tell us that one.
I don't know. That's funny.
There we go.
Blurred it out, dude.
They didn't blur it out on TV.
Oh, they didn't?
No. I think that's somebody adding that in.
Oh, well, then you need to find an unedited version of it.
Yeah, I'll work on it later.
But still, anyway. Yeah, JBL's hat. Wow. Unbelievable.
Right. That was my thing from SmackDown.
Okay.
I'll save my thing from Raw just in case one of you two ask Council he did use it.
Well, go ahead.
No. You guys use your things.
All right, Heath, you're up.
All right, so my what stinks is a revisit of the stupid Divas match.
God damn you.
I'm sorry.
I knew one of you was going to use that.
Yeah.
That's not mine, by the way, though.
We don't need a revisit. It is done and over with.
Especially for the same outcome. That's what
That didn't make a whole lot of sense at all. I don't know why.
I mean, granted, not the same, you know, exact people that, you know, won it at the end, but still.
It was the same fucking thing.
Exactly. The Total Divas won over the others.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And this time they actually made Tamina Snuka look a little weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Compared to, you know, of course, on Survivor Series.
Yeah, I don't really know the point in this match.
I don't know the point of having Eva Marie look like a winner. She fucking sucks.
Yes, she does.
I would have to agree with you. I can't think of...
I mean, she hardly did anything in the second match. Of course, she did hardly anything in the first match.
I was
going to
say,
too.
Yeah.
She hardly does anything, period.
So, yeah. That is my what stinks.
She was asked if she went to, if she knew what an arm bar was. She's like, oh, do they serve alcohol there?
Oh, now you're stealing Richard's thing.
I am. If he were here, he'd, you know.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah, you're right. That was pretty bad.
It was.
I definitely agree that stunk.
Yeah. My what stinks. What the fuck are they doing with the Miz?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Here's what they're doing. They're going to turn him heel. However, WWE Creative forgot he had a movie coming out on Tuesday.
Which he needs to look more of a good guy in this situation.
So they had to backtrack because they screwed up and turned him heel right before his movie came out.
Nice job.
Good job, WWE. If you're going to do it, do it. Keep in mind, when you're planning your shit, you should probably have a calendar out in front of you. And when there's something important, like a movie coming up, you might want to, I don't know, highlight that date.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, we're talking about a Walmart DVD release and like a straight-to-ABC Family Video.
So I take it you didn't watch it?
The movie?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't bad.
I'm sure you did watch it.
I've got a son who likes The Miz.
Well, like that'll do it, I guess.
So he wanted to watch it. Why not? It wasn't horrible. Was it the worst ABC Family movie?
All right, let me ask you some questions here.
What?
Was it worse than The Chaperone?
See, I've never seen The Chaperone.
I don't think so.
Okay, because Chaperone was really bad. That was probably the worst WWE movie. Or what was the one with the Big Show in it that was really bad?
Knuckleheads?
Yes.
No, it was not worse than Knuckleheads. I can say that hands down.
All right, so it's better than Knuckleheads.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
It wasn't horrible, but like I said, if you're going to turn a guy heel, you might want to have a calendar out in front of you so you can pay attention to that kind of stuff.
I'm looking forward to the Leprechaun remake with Hornswoggle.
God.
They're really going to have him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Back to your what stinks. There was one good thing that came out of that match.
Oh, yeah.
Oksana's tits.
That is true.
She had a couple of nip slips in that match. She did.
Pull it up.
Google, you can find some GIFs on it.
Pull it up.
Yeah, well, or we can wait a second. Someone will find it. Anyway.
By the way, I happen to notice in chat, Zeus says your son is a fine damn boy.
That he is. That he is. He's got one of the first wrestling figures he bought was The Miz.
Hey.
Good boy.
Yes.
There we go. It's on a nip slip.
Uh-huh.
I found a GIF earlier on it. No. Oh, the top one is. The very first one is.
Oh, I see it there. Okay.
You can barely see it over the logo there.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Isn't that when they decided to go black really quick?
Yeah, she had two pop-outs. She had that one, and then she'd gotten slammed on the mat, and her tit fell out again.
Huh.
So.
All right. So mine here, it goes along the same thing with creative, Jason.
Okay.
All right. So you have the Wyatt family.
Uh-huh.
Kidnap Daniel Bryan.
Uh-huh. That was going to be... I was going to bounce back and forth which one I was going with. This would have been mine.
This is my one that I was saving.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So you have them, like, throw them in the trunk of a car and drive off.
Right.
Then in the very next segment...
Right.
Apparently nobody backstage watches what's happening in the ring.
Okay.
Because the Bella Twins...
Right.
...are, like, giggling and asking Michael Strahan for an autograph. Did nobody bother to tell, hey, Brie, somebody just kidnapped your, like, fiancé and threw him in the back of a trunk and drove off with them? No.
Uh-uh.
Apparently, yeah, everything's hunky-dory.
And that was nothing posted on Twitter from her until the next day.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, Zeus, that's what we're asking you for is a link to... There's gifts. What the fuck is it? God damn it. I found them today.
Okay.
And they were, it was not bad at all.
And she's not a bad looking girl.
Huh.
No, we gotta go over the ones in the chat here.
Okay.
Alright, so from the chat here.
Alright. So what stinks? Alright, go back down.
God, we're just organized.
Yeah, we're on it here tonight. Ryder's shirt gets more airtime than he does.
Yep.
Zack Ryder would finally get some airtime if he would stop bitching about how he gets no airtime. let's see here.
Let's see. I already did Millions of Porno.
Yeah, we talked about that. Let me go there. My Wood Stings was on TNA. Eric Carter III and Dixie looked like they were going to get on the ring, and he's supposed to be her nephew.
Yikes. That's not good. That's not good at all.
No, that's not. The Miz on the heel, not heel thing.
Yep, that I can understand.
The Rod Father, yeah, it was him that asked about on the group page. That's what you said. So that's from the chat.
Yeah. Hey, I think we're all on the same page on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Adrian, I sent you a link in the on Facebook.
There. Okay.
All right. I got nothing else on that one, do you?
No, that was my only major thing.
You got any What Stinks?
You know, you that was all mine.
Bonus What Stinks?
No, but I already gave my bonus What Stinks.
I got nothing else. And what's funny is how to see Mick Foley hawk shit.
That oh my god, that was great.
That was funny.
That's not a What Stinks, Rafa. That's a blessing in disguise. Jakey not being here.
Yep.
Although I must say, in regards to Mick Foley, I didn't like the fact that they did not include him as Cactus Jack.
Well, Mick Foley
they just
Cactus
did it
Jack.
As Mick Foley, you know. So that's the only thing I missed on that.
Oh God, what did he find as new WWE Divas? Holy shit! Send me that link, Adrian.
Wait,
I need
what?
I need this. Damn. God damn you. That is nice. Ooh, there's a Bella Twin pick. Ooh, holy shit.
All right, hang on.
Good God. I think, did we just go X-rated? Yeah.
I think so. Anyway, so. Yowza.
It's like, yes, I can do that. Hey, baby.
All right, moving on.
So the bet.
Yes. Which we haven't actually decided what we're going to bet on.
We're not betting on anything at this point.
I knew we should have figured this out soon. Because...
why would I agree to something when I'm 60 points down?
You're not 60 points down.
How many points do you have, Jason?
That's beside the point.
How many points do you have?
Well, after this past week... here's how the standings look.
Okay.
Team Adrian.
Yeah.
55 points.
Okay.
Team Just Mopper.
Okay.
82 points.
Yes. All right.
I've got 109.
Okay, so you're up on me by 55 points.
Not
fuck
60
off.
Points.
Fuck off. How about that?
It's not 60 points.
Fuck off. How about that?
Why you gotta take it so personally?
I am taking it personally.
Why?
I just am.
Why?
Because.
You have no real reason to.
It is.
You forgot your Happy Henry's hemorrhoid cream, didn't you?
It is a conspiracy. And I am tired of it.
You're just pissed.
The Rodfather has a question for you, Heath.
Oh, really? What is it?
He wants to know if your mop is an old janitor style mop or sponge style.
What's the matter?
I can janitor understand. Style.
Yeah, it would have to be janitor's, you know, style because, well, you know, the sponge just really doesn't do it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I can't believe he's actually starting to play along after months and months and months of doing this.
All right.
It's inevitable, I guess.
Apparently it is.
Anyone making any moves this week?
Oh, I need to drive Big Show for medical reasons.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what? I can show you the story where it says he is medically not clear to wrestle.
Uh-huh. You know how the medical drops work, though.
I know. Okay. When he comes back, I have to drop whoever I picked up.
Yep. All right. Who are you picking up?
All right. Honestly, I'm almost like the safer pick would just be to not have anybody on my team. But we're going to pick up Roman Reigns.
Really?
Dude, the Shield has been on a little bit of a tear, and it looks like they're starting to push Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Up, so I'm picking Roman Reigns.
Surprised you didn't pick Rey Mysterio.
I don't like Rey Mysterio. He's
I don't either. Heath, you doing anything?
Who's doing bad for me right now?
Well, Kane's not wrestling right now.
Oh, I still have Kane on there?
Yes, you still have Kane on
yes,
there.
Yes, you do have Kane.
I didn't know I had Kane still on there. Well, shit.
However, he has scored more points than Fandango.
Is that because he hasn't scored any and Fandango's in negatives?
No. Kane's gotten him 5, Fandango's gotten him 2.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I might as well drop Kane at this point.
All right.
Let's see. What the hell? I'll go ahead and pick up Rey Mysterio.
Douche.
Who's that douching out the sky? R-E-Y.
H-E-A-T. Whatever. Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
All right, fellas. Can you dig it, sucker? It's now time for our daily weekly dose. You know, and there's that fucking animated thing, the chick's doing the dildo out there. That's funny. It's time for our weekly dose of Can You Dig It? Sucka. Dude, you're going to have to stop doing this. You got to get off of the fucking website right now.
Good grief.
Because I'm not going to be able to concentrate on the show.
Kane the insurance salesman?
Yeah. Is that who you're dropping?
Kane? Yeah, I was dropping
Kane.
Okay,
making sure.
Hey, wait a minute. Richard's in the chat room now.
Well, you know what to do.
Hey, bulk up to you, Richard.
He's not sure if he's going to be on still, so... That's fine. So
that's fine.
We've done a show without you for 6 months. I think we can manage one more without you.
Yeah. Hey, happy 40th episode, by the way, to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, all right.
Number 40, yeah. Hey, how am I... Are you really texting while we're doing a show?
No. It's been a while. Well, it's been a while.
Douchebag.
Yes.
Fire him.
What do you do? How much time do I got left, anyway?
I'm starting 35 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is honestly probably not going to be all that long of a show tonight.
Oh, well, I got a lot of stuff we can talk about still. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah, there's still stuff we can talk about.
Yeah. All right.
Montana Man says he can find the site that Zeus, dig the site that Zeus found, and so can we.
Yes, we can. Absolutely. Aaron, go first.
Can you dig it? All right, I actually have one for this. I had it. I'm trying to like plan it out because I remember. This actually came from a post I saw on the FTW website. All right, guys.
You can't even come up with your own shit.
No, but this was so good, I have to use it.
It might be one I was going to use.
All right, guys. So, when Sandow cashed in his briefcase on Raw, it was not the correct briefcase, correct? Or the original, correct?
Right, it was not the original.
All right. The original briefcase was recovered out of the ocean, correct?
I believe so.
Yes.
All right. So, what after Cena wins the Undisputed title, which will have the World Heavyweight Championship incorporated into it, Damian Sandow comes out with the original briefcase and cashes in at Money in the Bank after their TLC match with Randy Orton?
Just because that's what I was going to use, yes, I can dig that.
I can dig it, too.
That would be badass if that happened.
That would be... it would be a swerve that nobody would see coming. Like, almost nobody. Except for apparently me and, like, the people on FTW.
Yes.
And anyone else that saw that post.
Which, you know, of course, we actually have more creative, you know, minds in our pinkies than we do all of WWE creative.
Probably. Wow. Can you dig it? Heath being like Paris Saturn and being in love with Moppy.
I can dig that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rodfather.
Surprised you don't have Moppy with you.
All right, guys. So let me hear your can you dig it.
Heath.
I can dig my own, so.
What the hell? I don't care. Can you dig it? AJ's going to lose her title at TLC.
What's bad about that one?
Huh?
That wasn't that bad.
So who? You can't. That. You might as well said, hey, can you dig it? Owen Hart's going to come back in TLC.
Well, that's not really a possibility.
Who's she going to lose it to?
You have somebody calling you on Skype.
Oh, God damn it. Hold on.
Here we go. Anyway, in here.
Here's the other part to it.
Who's got calling in here?
Hey, we got Zeus. Zeus, are you there?
Do we have a Zeus?
Maybe. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Zeus, you there?
Check 1-2. Zeus?
Zeus?
Check 1-3.
Hey, there he is.
Okay, I've been talking this whole time.
All right. Yeah, well, we didn't have you up, that's why.
Yeah. What's up, Zeus?
Can you don't dig it?
Okay.
Holes.
What?
Holes?
Hang up on Zeus.
God damn you, Zeus.
Did you hang up on him?
What?
Can you dig it? He's calling back. No, Zeus. God damn you, Zeus.
Oh, jeez.
Well, is Zeus going to show us how to eat a Twinkie? Yes, I can dig that.
Yes.
From CM Punk and the Rhodes Brothers versus the Shield of TLC.
Yeah, I could dig that. Why not?
Jason, do you have a candy digget?
Yes, I do. Oh, Zeus is saying he had real words. Okay. Hold on. All right. Zeus, if you do it again, I'm hanging up on you again. So hold on. Let's get him up here.
All right.
All right, you there this time?
Yeah.
All right, don't make me hang up on you again.
You salty, girl. You salty.
What do you want?
I was going to say Sami Zayn debuting by, let's say, shucks, SummerSlam.
Next year?
Yeah.
No, it's past SummerSlam.
Yeah, come on. Step your pay-per-view game.
Well, maybe you're talking about SummerSlam 2015. Hell, I don't know. You're kind of out there, Zeus.
No, that's actually when it's been confirmed that Evan Bourne's coming back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, 2015?
Yeah, Evan Bourne will be back ready to compete by the summer of 2015. 15. I read it on KFAB News.
Good for him.
Yes. Anyway, what now? What's his...
I actually think it's going to be sooner than that. Way sooner than that.
Given the fact that I have no clue who the fuck you're talking about.
He's probably, now that Cash is almost gone, the most talented person.
You can't say that on my show.
What?
Wait.
That you yours? Just don't know who Sami Zayn is? Get out of here.
No, I don't watch NXT.
How do I get rid of you personally?
Whatever.
I'm going to call Batman on you.
Shut up, Zeus.
He's going to call Super Curry Man on you.
Anyway.
I really hope we get to that. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy that. Curry Man, he's the best.
Well, that's TNA. We normally don't talk about TNA on the show.
We're talking about Curry Man. I'm taking over NWO, Curry Man, shall be known.
I feel like I lost control of the show.
Yes, you did. You picked up the phone, man.
Zeus, don't make me hang up on you. I've got my finger on the button. I'm just waiting.
I have to sneeze.
We could have Mark Jones on here shamelessly plug an Xbox if we wanted to have some ridiculousness.
Anyway, so Adrian, can you dig Zeus's...
Obviously I can, because I think he's going to debut at the Royal Rumble.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
Calling it.
Last year they let somebody from NXT compete in the Royal Rumble.
Bo Dallas, yeah.
I think it'll be Sami Zayn this year.
Oh, wait, what if they just have like an all... Dude, they did it last year. That'd be so great. I would love that-ish. If they had, like, an all-NXT Royal Rumble, and then the winner of that Royal Rumble gets to go on the real Royal Rumble.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'd be so fantastic.
I would watch that episode of NXT.
That would actually be kind of cool.
They did it last year, and, like, they only had a handful of good people. And now it's, like, this year they've got some good people.
Well, I believe that when I see it, but...
So,
I mean,
Jason, you still haven't said what yours is.
Because I'm eating popcorn. Hold on. All right. Can you dig it?
Okay.
The WWE will regret their decision to combine the World Heavyweight title and the WWE title, and within the next year, we will have two separate titles again.
I can't dig it. Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
It just doesn't make sense to me to... The purpose for having the two titles originally isn't there anymore. Because you had two shows that you were promoting separately, were Raw and SmackDown, where they had two separately individual rosters. So it made sense to have a top title for each show. now that there's not like any kind of difference between who can compete on Raw and who can compete on SmackDown, the need for two different titles isn't there anymore. So, I mean, obviously, you need to unify to become one.
Yes.
Okay. Just checking, because I agree.
Okay.
That was going to be our probably our next segment there.
Okay, did I just kill it?
Oh, no, we're going to dive into that one, I think.
Okay, okay. Good. All right.
Zeus, do you got to go Betty Bye soon?
I don't have school tomorrow, sucka.
Yeah, they like had like 20 feet of snow in Michigan.
No, I'm talking about Thanksgiving break, but all right.
And whatever.
How long of a Thanksgiving break do you have?
A week.
Nice. Jesus Christ, my kids got out Tuesday and they go back tomorrow.
Yeah, we got out. We had Monday and Tuesday of school, and then I don't go back till Tuesday.
That's pretty sweet.
Damn, lucky you. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think we're going to move on, fellas.
All right, let's do it.
To America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not Let's Make a Deal. Not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but Jizz Jams.
Yay! Okay.
Here's how this show works. We are going to play three theme songs for the Jizz Mopper. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show next week. Now that's two out of three.
Yes.
Want to make sure you understand that.
Yes.
And this week is a special, I guess you, I don't know, is he a listener?
Yeah, I guess, kind of. Part-time co-host.
Yeah. All right, these are special listener-selected themes, Heath.
All right. And
these came from Richard Bergdahl.
Bergdahl.
All right.
Zeus, you know the... picked a Curry Man theme.
No, it's not. Not no. Now, you know the drill, Zeus.
I'm disappointed in you, Richard.
Heath can hear us, so you can't say anything, but you can type it in the chat.
All right, sir.
All right. You ready, Heath?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here comes song number one. Rod Brothers says, Heath, don't lose your wiener. Remember, it's choppy, choppy night a day.
Well, it sounds like it's a theme song for a black man.
And your time starts now.
Is that your question? Is it a black man?
You have one question to use.
No, I'm not using the question on that.
Okay. Are you fucking swallowing your microphone, Zeus? Come on.
Oh, my. Sorry.
There ain't no way you're getting this one. He guessed.
Is Montana Man right?
He can't. Boom. We need an answer.
Ron Simmons.
The chat has it with the Uzos.
It was their theme before the one they use now.
Yep.
Well, see, I never cared about the Uzos.
Neither did I.
I didn't know that.
I never paid attention
Good
to
it. Good job, Montana Man.
Yes. All right. And you ready for number two?
Yes.
Get this one, I'll be fucking surprised.
I think all of us will be surprised if he can guess this one.
Is this for another tag team?
Nope. Oh, wait, is that your question?
That's my question.
Nope.
All right, then, yes, it's not for another. It is not a tag team.
He's trying to figure it out.
But I'll throw you this here. He did compete as a tag team wrestler.
Okay, yeah.
There's your freebie.
I'll even give you another one. He was TWR Network's, part of TWR Network's Tag Team of the Year last year.
I don't even remember last year.
We need an answer?
Rikishi.
Yeah, were you here? Let's...
No, technically we weren't on the team.
No, but I was listening.
So, okay. Well, see, I wasn't, so how would I know that?
The correct answer we're looking for is Daniel Bryan.
Ah.
And for worships and giggles. That was Darren Young's first WWE theme.
Well, see, I wouldn't have figured that one out either.
Our theme this week was WWE firsts. It was all their first themes.
Okay.
Well, if you want to not include Daniel Bryan when he was, well, the Nexus didn't have a theme.
That was his first theme as a single wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. So, now, given the fact that I don't have a microscope, I can't give Heath the choppy choppy. I can't really find it.
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so let's dive into this a little bit. And Zeus, I guess you can be part of this one, too.
Woo-woo-woo.
We are going to discuss whether or not they're doing the right thing unifying the world titles. What do you guys think?
I already said my piece on this, man. And that's exactly how I feel about it. There's no reason for there to be two separate titles anymore.
All right. Heath?
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. But the problem is like, which... I mean, what's the name of the title that they're going to be actually keeping? Are they?
Oh, it's going to be the WWE Championship is the one they're going
to
keep.
I would be all right if they went back to calling it the Undisputed Championship.
I wouldn't, because that's kind of lame.
Yeah, they should just call it the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
The problem I have with that is that I still consider the World Heavyweight Championship to be the more prestigious one of the two.
And I think you're the only one out of everybody that thinks that.
Probably.
Well, maybe not Ric Flair.
Oh, okay, yeah. When you win the title, like, 14 times.
Woo! All right.
I think it's definitely the...
But he's drunk, so whatever.
I definitely think it's what's best for business, if
you know what? I like what Hook said here. Why not the WWE World Heavyweight Championship?
That would work. That would work.
That would work. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, great.
Here we got now.
Hi, you're on with the Hour Bomb.
Yes.
Oh, shit, hold on. Backtrack.
Yes.
That's right, it is. Mr. Richard. Jesus Christ, dude. What
the hell are you, like, flying through a fucking spaceship? Shit.
I don't know. I had to hang up on him there. Ow, that hurt. That was painful, dude. Are you there with
Hello?
Us? You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ow, that was painful, man.
Sorry.
All right. But we have the real American male, Mr. Richard 269 joining us this week.
You're not doing this to me, are you?
Wait for it. Wait for it. Zeus, if you want a theme, yours is going to be worse than his. American males. American males. Actually, hey, the tag team of Zeus and... Oh, shit, did I put Zeus on hold?
The American males. Zeus and Mr. Richard 269, Richard Berghoff.
They are the American males. God, that's terrible.
It is so bad.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I didn't realize how bad that was. So I got both of you on the line now?
Yeah.
Zeus?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right. There we go.
Both of them on line.
Yeah, and this is... this show's going to end up like Paul Walker's car yesterday. Just
Too soon. Yeah, too soon. Too soon.
You know what? Yeah. Fuck that guy. That's what I say.
Yeah, dude. Really. Really.
You know, I'm just saying, the speed limit there was only 15.
What I'm saying is, dude, like, I hate how everyone hops on the bandwagon, like, after someone dies.
Oh, you'll be so missed. You'll be so missed. You know what?
What about the guy that was driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that guy's a dumbass, too, really.
Yeah, because he's the one that was driving in way too fast in a 15-mile-per-hour speed zone.
But still, I mean, everybody's saying, you know, Paul Walker will miss you, but what about the other guy?
I'm going to mute for a minute. I will be right back. I got to switch headphones.
All right.
Okay.
Dude, I hate how people, like, hop on this bandwagon after anyone dies. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
we'll miss you.
He was a huge part of my life. Like, he's an actor.
You know what this bad is? I saw Paul Walker, and when I first heard, I thought Paul Jordan, and I was really fucking upset.
I was super upset because I thought it said Aaron Paul, Jesse from Breaking Bad, and I got super pissed. And then it's like, oh, a shitty actor. Cool.
Oh, no, y'all said mine was bad. The Rodfather said, did The Rock do it for the people?
Actually, yes. Rikishi did it for The Rock.
Wow, God.
I wish he could have taken The Rock with him.
You will not be the biggest star in Fast and Furious. I did it for The Rock. I did it for the people.
The Rock should have hopped on that car with him, dude.
I wouldn't go that far.
The Rock is the most talented WWE champion we've ever had.
Whoa, hey now. What? I can't understand what you're trying to say. Get Heath's penis out of your mouth, and you'll be okay.
We're good.
What?
Huh? Nothing.
What?
Anyway.
So, okay. Zeus, would you agree with me in the fact that I say that The Rock is the greatest WWE champion of all time?
The Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
All right, cool, thanks.
You're welcome.
You know what? Both of you can take it.
No.
That's what I have to say to both of you guys about that.
All right, hey, you guys should probably keep your eyes on the chat for just a sec.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm afraid.
I think Adrian's been drinking. And Zeus is too young to drink. That's just ignorance. Because
I've been working on this for like the past 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
I'm really proud of it.
Oh, dear.
Anyway,
God.
Back to our topic at hand here.
Yes.
So we've got, I think it's a good idea as well. Because you're right. There is no brand split anymore. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense why you have them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been looked at as the world heavyweight title's been the lesser of the two.
Here, maybe.
Go back to the chat. What are you doing, Adrian? He said, "Go look at the chat."
Right here.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I can't believe
if,
wow.
If you are,
he's not even in the chat room, is he?
Listening to this on the download, go to the chat room and find the posts from Zeus time stamped. What time is it stamped for, Adrian?
1:07 a.m.
And you'll see exactly what we're. Oh,
I'll just message it. I'll message it to him right now.
Oh no! Oh no!
Put it on the Facebook group and tag him. No! I don't think we can because
don't put it on there.
They will block you in a second.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, oh God, it's so wrong.
Wait! I'm an admin on the group page. I don't think they can do that.
No! Facebook will just shut you down.
Yeah, they can't.
Facebook will stop you.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah,
so both.
I want to keep it up.
Anyway, where the hell was I? I don't know. Oh yeah,
okay, can we get off?
Yeah, can you take?
Go back to the chat room. Thank you.
Wow. God. Anyway,
I took pride in my work.
What do you guys think? Good thing, bad thing? You don't care.
I like it. I mean, it kind of killed my Roman Reigns idea a little bit, but I kind of like it.
I think it's a long time coming.
Absolutely.
11 years.
Not even that, no.
Well, no, when they stopped the brand extension.
That was...
Two years ago?
About two years ago.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
People power was in full swing. Oh my God, that was my favorite part of Raw. I forgot about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or was that Raw or was that Survivor Series?
Survivor Series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring that up, but John Laurinaitis being on there. People power. It was great.
It was. I enjoyed
it. Reminded me of the good old days.
Yes.
Of what, like a year and a half, almost 2 years ago?
Yes, when we had people power in charge.
You hated Laurinaitis.
I loved Laurinaitis.
I hate Laurinaitis.
Anyway, we're getting people in the chat saying that they should unify the U.S. and Intercontinental titles. I don't agree with that.
No.
Get out of here.
I don't think having two world titles, bad idea. Having two mid-card titles,
good idea.
Yeah, actually, I'm not
build up mid carders.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all.
Hey, that's what Jake looks like.
I would be okay if they changed one of them to the TV title or something like that. That'd be all right, but
yeah. Saying bring back the hardcore title.
Second favorite moment from the weekend: Alabama losing.
I don't think they need to bring back the hardcore title.
Either the European title or TV title.
Yeah, I think one of those worked. But I don't see... To have the U.S. and the Intercontinental both, because which one do you value more? Which one means more prestige?
Actually, they've both been shit on about equally over the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah, so which one would you keep?
I'd keep the Intercontinental over the
title,
U.S.
Because it's your title.
It's your title, yeah. It's not a WCW title. And then, yeah, you run back, like, a European title or a TV title or something like that to be like a step down. Why not? But they definitely should have two mid-card titles.
Yeah.
I could see making the U.S. title like the TV title.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have the U.S. title defended on TV a lot more often.
I do have the hardcore porn title. Oh, God. I even do anal.
Oh, by the way, I got to say, Rodfather, those were great status updates.
They were. They were pretty funny.
And Jason, since when do you make house calls?
I'm talking to you, Heath.
Yeah, he's talking to you, Heath.
Oh.
He's Heath.
Yeah, you got to realize, both of us being named Jason, it's like, yeah, we got to...
He's Jizzmopper, and I'm Jason.
Yeah. You can call him Double J, Jizzmopper Jason.
I'll just go by Heath. I'll call you Heath, and I'll call him Jason. How about that?
That'll work. That's what everybody else does.
Yes.
Okay, Heath, since when do you make house calls?
I didn't know I did.
The Rodfather got a hose job today.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Keta Umbaha Radio says hello on Mixler. Huh. Hello. Oh,
really? Hey.
Katatumba. Yeah.
Welcome to the radio.
Welcome. Yes.
Yes.
All right. You guys have anything else you want to say on this one? With this topic?
Not really. I mean, because it's a great idea, and it should be done.
Yeah. Can we go back one segment for a little bit? Because I've got my Can You Dig It, now that I'm actually on, because it will take me forever to type it.
Okay, all right, hold on. Can You Dig It? Hold on, wait.
You don't need the music. You don't... It would distract me a little bit. Sucker!
All right, for you.
Okay, now, with the two titles becoming one, you're going to have a dilemma come Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania. Too many people are going to be up for the championship. What you do with the Royal Rumble, the guy who wins it is obviously number one contender.
Right.
He will be... Then you go into Elimination Chamber. He's in that match. The guy who wins the Rumble will be in the Chamber match, obviously. Between Rumble and the main Chamber match, series of matches between your top tier guys going into the Chamber for the ultimate number one contenders match to whatever the championship is going to be called will be. And I honestly see Cena being the champion, because the last time he had a unified champion, it was a guy with charisma, guy who was liked by the crowd, whether it be face or heel, guy with mic skills. Now, do you see Orton having any of those qualities?
Not really.
Exactly.
Well, I don't see Cena having charisma myself, but...
He has charisma.
He has more
than
Orton.
Just because you don't like him doesn't mean he doesn't have it.
So who do you see winning this ultimate chamber match to face Cena at Royal Rumble or at WrestleMania?
All right. So I see where you're going with this. I don't dig it overall, because whoever wins the Rumble is always going to headline WrestleMania for the title.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for that guy to be in the chamber match to begin with.
The Elimination Chamber match needs to be the five other guys competing with the champion for the title.
Yes. So, I mean, yeah. Ultimately, I think Cena's going to carry it through Mania.
I think he'll carry it to WrestleMania, I think, yeah.
I think we may finally see the match at WrestleMania this year. CM Punk against John Cena for the title.
You think so?
I'm calling it right now. CM Punk's winning the Rumble.
I disagree.
Okay.
Ooh.
Why do you disagree?
I think that you're going to get John Cena losing the title to Daniel Bryan or CM Punk at Elimination Chamber, and then the other guy winning the Royal Rumble.
So I think Curry, man, should get that title. He deserves it.
For the WWE title, or whatever they're going to call it at that point, you have CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan for the WWF Championship, or WWE Championship.
And that'll be our main event at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. They don't even have to put on this last match. Because they haven't in many years. I mean, it hasn't been for a few of them.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Hook says, why don't they have number one contenders Elimination Chamber match, and then that person will go on to a triple threat match at Mania with the winner of the Rumble? Because that cheapens the Royal Rumble win.
Yes, yeah. It does.
I think that this is the year that they have Taker or lose at WrestleMania if he comes back.
Depends who he faces.
Do what?
Depends on who a Taker faces.
Yeah.
If he was, like I said, have him put over, say, a Bray Wyatt, somebody who needs just that little extra push, maybe a Roman Reigns?
I thought Punk needed it last year too when he didn't get it. So,
you see, my thing is that I don't think that they're going to use like the streak ending as like a push for somebody else. It's going to be like a career maker for something.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be like the feather in the cap of someone who's had a tremendously long and already stellar career, probably.
Yeah.
So I stand by my decision that if the streak is going to be broken, the only person that's going to do it is John Cena.
No.
What? Are you high?
No.
I think he's high.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think if CM Punk can take out that streak, no one should. And if they should, it should be
I'm not saying it should or shouldn't. I'm just saying...
Dude, if John Cena takes out the streak, Vince knows, Triple H knows that the entire internet's going to explode into thousands of little pieces. Throwing Cena's gay five moves of dooms into the corner, and they know that.
And does Hunter really care about what the internet thinks, internet community thinks?
No, he doesn't.
He sure cares a lot more than what Vince does.
Well, that's possibly true, but I don't think...
Hey, I think he listens to our show.
I think he does, too.
Because we called a few things. I think he's actually under the disguise of Hooks, because it starts with an H.
Oh, Mr. Richard, I wanted to ask you, what did you think about my scenario with Damian Sandow?
Conspiracy theories.
What?
Where
exactly?
Where he didn't cash in the original briefcase, therefore it isn't actually valid. He cashed in a replacement briefcase. Therefore, the original briefcase is still valid, and he can use it to cash in after TLC.
No. Way too soon for that kind of push for Damian Sandow.
Nah.
I mean,
dude, that is a bigger swerve than a boomerang. There's no way.
Good idea in theory. I'll give you that, but just too soon.
Nah.
Good idea in theory.
I don't think he has to even keep the title for all that long.
A day.
Yeah, I mean, he has to, I mean, maybe even till Royal Rumble.
Okay. Oh, the Katumba Radio wants to know where we're located. We are in Missouri right now.
Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes. Okay.
Minnesota, woo-woo.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
There we go. We're from all over the place.
Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry about my article this week. I kind of had a hectic Monday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I noticed that didn't get posted.
Yeah, well, I kind of found out I'm going to the Michigan Wolverines bowl game on Monday. I think that kind of took precedence.
It didn't.
No, it's college football, man. That doesn't mean shit.
Dude, yeah, sports aren't even real.
Hey, how's Ohio State working out for you?
Michigan Wolverines football, and you find out you're getting the trip of a lifetime. It kind of takes...
Did you beat Ohio State?
Yeah, shut up.
I'm guessing they didn't. Because I don't watch college football at all.
No, they didn't.
Okay, good.
1 2-point conversion away.
All right, let's see. Hook says Chris Benoit won the Rumble, and then Shawn Michaels got into the triple threat match at WrestleMania 20. That's because Chris Benoit against, who was champion? Triple H?
Triple H.
It just didn't work. They needed someone else in there to give it the flair.
Yeah.
And then Rod Brothers says it's going to be Hogan versus Taker.
I don't think so. But I wouldn't mind seeing Cena versus Hogan.
I would. Why? Why do we need it?
Why not?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why do we need
Hogan? Once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime. Until it happens again next year. Then it could be twice in a lifetime.
We got a little bit of news to talk about, maybe. Maybe.
Is it real news?
There is a little bit of sad news.
What are we going to talk about?
Caitlyn's engaged and she's going to get married to a bodybuilder.
That sucks.
Dude, what a doucher.
He is.
Zeus was so upset he dyed his hair to look just like her.
Lucky motherfucker.
He is. That he is.
I think someone's jealous. He looks like he just rocks Affliction shirts even in his 90s. Like he has a big... He owns a lamp with Brock Lesnar's face on it.
He wears tap out shirts all the time. You know?
He wears those like MMA trunks as regular shirts.
I got mine.
Alright. We are, and then you know, we totally missed this last week too, during our clusterfuck.
Okay.
Mad Dog Vachon passed away.
That is sad news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another one gone.
You know, I gotta say, the only thing I actually remember him for is getting his leg took off by Diesel and then having it used as a weapon in that hardcore match with Shawn Michaels.
That was actually kind of funny. And now, on to our favorite website. most reliable website we read news from.
Yes.
KFABENews.com.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guess what? We talked about it this a little bit earlier tonight.
Okay.
Let me get the story pulled up here. It's late breaking. Even The Miz decides against watching Christmas Bounty. Despite weeks of high-profile advertising, World Wrestling Entertainment programming, Christmas Bounty, a sappy made-for-TV moving star WWE superstar The Miz, went unwatched by millions, including The Miz himself. I just couldn't bring myself to watch it, admitted The Miz. I mean, it looked pretty awful. The plot of Christmas Bounty, which premiered on network television last night, revolves around a female bounty hunter turned school teacher who must return to her hometown when an old nemesis threatens her family. In other words, it's essentially the same plot every previous movie starring a WWE wrestler, The Chaperone, 12 Rounds, The Reunion, Inside Out, Bending the Rules, The Condemned, and 83 Hours, except for this one, has a Christmas theme and considerable less violence. The Miz portrays Mike, a wisecracker who throws people around, which demonstrates The Miz's acting range. According to the Nielsen ratings, thousands of viewers did watch Christmas Bounty, but it's believed that the vast majority did so because they couldn't find the remote. The Miz is expected to star in another WWE Studios film titled Muscular Ex-Con with a Heart of Gold Saves the Day after a third grader finishes writing the script.
Wow. You know what? I think this one's pretty shocking to me. It shocked me when I read it.
Okay.
The WWE has turned heel in a controversial pro-cancer campaign.
What?
Yes. My God. World Wrestling Entertainment made a shocking heel turn today when the company said, contrary to its long-standing charitable work, it's launched a disgraceful pro-cancer campaign. At the press conference morning, WWE honcho Vince McMahon cackled maniacally as he announced the launch of a company's Be a Tumor campaign, which promotes smoking and other high-risk cancer-causing activities. The entire month of December, the WWE ring will have black ropes, and superstars will be encouraged to wear a black attire emblazoned with a skull and crossbones logo. The company is a drastic departure from WWE's successful Rise Above Cancer initiative, partnership with Susan B. Komen Foundation, a noble or babyface effort to raise funds and awareness for eradicate breast cancer. The public outcry over the new campaign has been predictably swift and intense. Many groups have called for a boycott of WWE programming, but the negative press only seemed to encourage Dashley McMahon to reply that the critics can suck it.
Nice.
It is believed that WWE's heel turn is the beginning of a long-term storyline that will culminate with wrestling's grudge match, in which Vince McMahon will be pummeled and then humiliated by Komen Foundation CEO Nancy Brinker.
Wow.
Damn.
Hey, we lost Zeus, by the way. And there's my timer. Right on time.
When we finish up, we'll take it as a...
I'll take that as a win.
I'm good.
Okay.
Hey.
Actually, we still have one other extracurricular thing.
Oh, so you about. Don't win.
Well, it was not written down.
What don't you have written down?
Well, remember last week before we went on the air, we were going to talk about our Survivor Series dream teams, and we just never got to it.
All right, fair enough. I don't mean Stargirl's over. Fuck it.
You want to talk about it real quick?
No, not really.
No. Okay, fine. Fuck you.
You win.
Good. We didn't have anything in the mail sack.
Nothing at all.
No.
Just a couple of balls that seem to belong to you. Oh.
Yeah.
The Rock Father mailed them back. Said he didn't need them anymore.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Rock Father.
The Miz is gonna make gay porn with Jesse from Big Brother.
And Jason Heath, wait.
Caitlin was gone because she got her penis removed. Oh.
Oh.
It's horrible. That is horrible.
Well.
All right, Adrian, what do we got coming up?
Well, on Wednesday, you can listen to Shooting from the Hip at 9, 8 Central.
We can't hear you. You're not talking on the microphone.
I said on Wednesday at 9, 8 Central, you can listen to Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown as they talk about stuff, probably.
Hopefully. They didn't have a show this week because Dan had like a surprise Thanksgiving dinner thrown for him or something.
Yes. Yeah.
At his place of business was one of those places that opened at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. Yeah, don't remind me.
I thought when they opened at midnight last year and I had to be there, that was bad.
No, it was worse.
Thank God I'm not there anymore. Rod Brother says his balls were blue. He had to send them back.
Oh, okay.
Good.
I understand.
FTW?
FTW, while not on our site, you can listen to their podcast live at 8, 7 Central on Tuesday nights at their website, fanstalkwrestling.com.
All right. And
you can download it from our site, though, at twrnetwork.com.
And we might have articles again at some point in time.
Yeah, you know, assume that people get their head out of their ass and write.
and quit going to college football games because college football doesn't mean shit.
It's the game's not the New Year, so I plan on having an article tomorrow.
So I'm gonna hold you to it this time. If you're not, you're not allowed on the show next week. That's
yes, right. It'll be there. I got it ready to go, and I don't have anything going tomorrow. So
good.
All right, good. I'll believe it when I see it, though.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with Adrian. I'll believe it.
Like I said, I had it ready to go, and at like 11 o'clock, I get the phone call, and I just kind of flipped out. I kind of forgot what I was doing the rest of the day.
Smoking that hash.
Probably. So, Adrian, if
we also have stuff for it. We have articles. Hang on. We have Daddy's Big Deal from Sean Brown.
Yep.
All and right. We have Michael Classics, Classics Angels, which is some nice TNA picks.
Yeah, yes. So. Not TNA wrestlers, but yes. Titties and ass. Actually, we might want to talk to the man whose tongue was made for clitties and titties.
That's right.
I agree. Those are definitely some very nice picks.
Also, we have Paul Jordan that writes pretty much everything else on the website.
Hardest working man on the network.
Yes.
Much harder working than I am. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
So, Adrian, if somebody has a problem with something we said on the show, what do?
They can suck it.
You know, I'm going to let that one go. All
right.
The views of Adrian Masters this time do represent the Hour Bomb. Maybe not the TWR network, but the Hour Bomb. I'll give you that one. Yes. Whoa, it's hey.
Like damn. There's no one listening.
Shut up.
But seriously?
No, seriously though.
They can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Good. And you can find us on iTunes. I didn't look to see if we had any new iTunes reviews. Lord only knows if we do.
No.
Find us on Facebook.
Find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook.
Take care. Spike your hair. Woo woo woo. You know it. Let's get out of here.
Wow. Whoa, there's one in this show.
Good Lord. Are you really that big of a hurry to go to work tomorrow?
No, I just want to go home. I'm tired of being chained in your basement.
Chained in my basement. You know what? When you beg me to chain you up, that's a different story, dude. I can't help that.
Bullshit, I say. That was Heath using ventriloquism tricks.
Wow. Anyway, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us. I don't think I can anything else. Richard, you got anything else?
I forgot this spot on my ass.
Oh, God, not you!
No! Yes! No!
Heath will remove it.
Oh.
With Happy Henry's teeth. Hemorrhoid claim.
With his teeth. He'll apply it first with his tongue.
Ew.
With his tongue.
Oh, dude. That's
gross. Line
that you didn't need to go over.
Yeah. Oh.
That's worse than that Jake's Australian picture.
Oh, God. You know, and I missed having Jake. It was someone else to beat up on.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It's just because I haven't played it yet.
It's Rod Dango. Did you see that picture he posted on Facebook?
No, I can't see.
I'll bring it up here real quick. It's pretty good.
Okay, apparently there's a picture I need to see.
Wait a minute. Do I need to say Rod Dango in the style of Fandango?
Yes, hang on. Let me get it.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. This we gotta see.
What? How did I miss this for one?
Wow.
It's Rod Dango.
Heath, you didn't do it right.
Heath,
it's Rod Dango.
All right.
So Heath is a fan of rods, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Wow.
Where did he post it?
On Facebook. I don't know. God.
Just the picture of...
It's his profile picture. Yeah, you can just look at it.
Profile picture.
And this one goes out to Jakey. It's a long-distance dedication.
Ah.
Ready for this one?
Yes. A lovely bunch of coconuts.
No, it's this.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Jakey?
That was for you.
Nice faux hawk, you homo. All right.
I'll find the extended version of that one.
All right.
But you hear that one on Shooting from the Hip, so I don't like using that one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because that's what CM Punk said to Sean, Big Daddy Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
So, anyway. This week, who is our loser?
Well, there are no real losers anymore.
That's true.
In life, there are winners. Me. And there are losers.
Heath.
You.
Michigan, apparently.
And Michigan.
And Australians. Named Zeus.
And Australians.
Not named Zeus, but named Jakey.
Jakey. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Anyway, so yeah, that was me. And we're going to take a trip back in time.
Yes.
To the early 90s?
Early 90s.
Early 90s. Okay. Great
where Richard Berghoff and Zeus were a tag team.
Yes. Yeah. Great tag team in the early 90s.
Yes, they were.
Jason Heath drooled over them for hours.
Former tag team champions, even.
They were former tag team champions. Jason Heath loved them.
So, let's wrap this up.
Okay. So, I think we're going to get the fuck out of here. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And I guess the bird dog.
Saying adios, amigos.
And we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed.
What? Hump day? Doodles. I don't know what I'm doing here. Just cut the shit.